Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Okay, back to our college football Russian window plunge. Real quick, just a quick side mention before we get to Oregon. I don't know how much of it you saw because it went on for so long, but that Georgia Tech 8 overtimes.
It was freaking nuts.
It was awesome. And yeah. I just wanted to mention that I think that the college football overtime format is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Really? I think it's
the Kansas. Oh, I'm in a hard disagree camp. I thought that sucked.
Really?
Walking up and down the field like that was so dumb.
Okay. That part of it is an easy change. Like, why do they make them continue
and giving
to cross
them a timeout for every single flipping play? So Kirby's like, hold on. We don't like the look. We got to get in there.
I know. Yeah. Both of those things are atrocious. Easy fixes, but I think just generally the format of making them. So what is it? After two or three, you start going for two.
So on the third one, you start going for two.
Yeah. And it's just only two.
It's
like
one play.
It's just, that's great.
It kind of becomes a hockey shootout, sudden death sort of thing. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if it determines like who's the best team, but at that point it's so razor thin anyways. It certainly is fun. I'll give you that. There is, when you get down to those situations and it's a 2-point play with everything on the line, dude, your cojones get a little shrunk.
It would be fun if they just kept firing them off in rapid succession. And like, you could put the offense on one side of the field with the defense and the same on the other if you really need to flip the field.
Oh,
but like,
yeah. But
it has to be faster than that. The way that thing dragged on was awful.
No, I agree with that, but it was still the drama that it creates.
Yeah.
And then to get the stop, and then you got to score, but then you get stopped, or vice versa, where you score first and you have to get a stop and you can't get like that. Like every which way that thing was looking like, oh, Georgia Tech's going to win. Oh, now Georgia's going to win. Oh, now Georgia Tech's going to win. Oh, now Georgia's going to win. It was awesome.
I just will never understand why a team with lesser talent wearing down, you can feel the momentum shifting and you're on the road, why you don't go for two right from the get-go and just say one play. And by the way, you've been gashing them most of the day. Why you don't just end it and say, hey, we've got one play. If I told Georgia Tech at the beginning of the game, I'll give you one play from the 2-yard line and you make it and you beat Georgia, he takes that every time.
But you're talking about the end of regulation.
Yeah. Why you don't do that?
Well, they were up 17-0.
17-0. And then Georgia came storming back.
The fumble was the absolute killer. The helmet on the ball. That was such an incredible defensive play. Yep. And like that was just.
And so that's what I'm saying. All the momentum is Georgia's way. And you know, the longer that game goes, And it favors the deeper team with better athletes, and that's Georgia. That's why I love when teams are, and I feel like it's happening where more and more teams are getting more aggressive. Although we saw the verse of this, the antithesis of this with Arizona kicking to go up six, but you're seeing more teams like, we're not going to kick a field to go up six. That does nothing. We are going to end this right here, right now, going for two. And I thought it was kind of gutless that Georgia Tech kept doing that.
Well, it was good. It was a good finish.
Yeah,
and I don't know
finish.
How many lives Georgia has, but it seems like they have a million of them. Well, and they'll probably win it again.
Even though they just, God, this is by far the worst Georgia team that we've seen of the Kirby Smart era.
But they're going to be in the tournament.
I know. Regardless of what happens in the SEC title game, they're in.
It's crazy. Well, Oregon beat Washington finally.
They didn't just beat them. Dude, that thing was, that was over. I mean, I guess give Washington some credit, but when they got the turnover and Oregon held them to three, and then Oregon just went right down and scored, and what was that, like 21-6 at that point? You're like, yeah, game. Like Washington
it
never,
felt that way.
Washington never, ever felt like they were in that ball game. They were overmatched from the game. The first drive was just so damn easy. And then it's like,
but then Washington's first drive made me thought, okay, maybe we get a little bit of a shootout, but that was it.
Yeah, well, the quarterback, I hadn't seen Williams yet.
Yeah.
And so when I first saw him, I'm like, ooh.
He caused some problems on the first drive, and then they basically figured him out.
But then he, you know, you watch him long enough, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's weird. He went 17 for 20, which sounds great, but he took 10 sacks. Yeah. So.
And he's a freshman. But you could see, he's got some wheels.
I'll say this for Washington. You knew this was going to be a rough year. Jed Fish told you it was going to be a rough year, and indeed it was a rough year. So now where do you go from here? Do you rebuild the roster? Maybe you found your quarterback here, but these are two programs that appear to be from where they were last year, where neck and neck, Washington was a hair better both times, played for a national title, and now you look at where for the next 5 years where these programs are heading. Boy, they seem like they're light years away when for the last 2 years, Washington has been your daddy.
Isn't it wild to think that? And I think we all saw that coming, right? We saw Lanning, you know, a little revenge factor.
Yeah.
Lanning's going to get one on Washington. They're way better this year, you know.
Yeah.
Monkey off back, whatever.
Sure.
Isn't it weird to think that Oregon, we knew that the Ohio State game was the marquee game.
Mm-hmm.
And most people circled the Wisconsin game on the road as being that next game. It's like, ooh.
And it was.
And both of those played out that way. They were, you had to watch those. Yeah. Very close.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird to think that the other two best games of the year were Idaho and Boise State?
And the one game that you can truly say that you should have lost was Boise State. Boise was, like, I can't say that Ohio State was better than Oregon. I can say that it was right there and it was the narrowest of margins. Boise State was better than Oregon. They just had a couple special teams absolute just screw-ups where they just didn't have the athletes to hang with them. And yes, that is crazy.
Two-thirds of their season was unwatchable.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Two-thirds of their season, the Ducks, was the same game. Maryland, Michigan State, Michigan.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Purdue.
Washington. That's six of them right there.
Yeah.
Oregon State, seven. Am I missing another one?
UCLA was in there, right?
Yes, eight.
Yeah, it just wasn't that interesting of a season. Like, if I would have told you at the beginning that Washington and Idaho, Idaho and Boise State would be the nail biters.
What an opportunity.
Like, huh?
Well, also, the Boise State game.
Yeah, there was a lot of
heat coming from that side of the table over there.
Look, I said,
dude, they're the only undefeated team in all of college football.
You knew there was room to get better, but especially along the offensive line. The leap they made from Idaho and Boise State and in that run game and to where they are with Ohio State, I can't speak enough about how good the improvement level has been. And as much as we're going to talk about their offense, this is a defensive football team. The defense is better than the offense. And there really isn't a ton of weaknesses when you look at complete teams. It's turned into a very good O-line. I'm not going to say it's a truly elite O-line, but it's a very, very good O-line, especially from where they were in the first 2 weeks. You have a couple good backs. You have a very, very solid quarterback. You have an NFL tight end. You have three NFL receivers. You have one of the best defensive lines in the country. You have a very, very good secondary. Linebackers, you have good linebackers. I don't think you have great linebackers. Maybe that's something that Penn State can expose, but there just isn't a lot of weaknesses on this team. And I could not have said that. We knew where the potential was, but after the first 2 weeks to see where they're at now, I think Dan Lanning and company, they've answered a lot of questions about their coaching acumen, because we knew, and this was true about Cristobal, right? We know they can recruit. We know that they can bring in athletes. Can you grow and develop? And I think this year, from those first 2 weeks on, answered a lot of questions for me about where this coaching staff's at.
Well, the two best teams they played this year were Ohio State and Boise State.
Yeah.
Does it concern you, even though those were both in the first half of the season,
yeah,
does it concern you that the two best teams they played put 34 and 32 on them?
Look,
or 34 and 31, sorry.
I think their defense is a lot like Ohio State's, in that it's a very solid group, but they're not elite. They're not. You can score points on this team.
So Penn State can score points.
Yes.
Because I don't care about Illinois and Michigan and yes, Maryland and Wisconsin and Washington. Yes. I care about Penn State and what happens after that.
Yeah, it is.
And I have a big question about that. I don't know if Penn State has enough dudes. I wonder about it.
They don't have great receivers. They have.
They're going to have to run the ball.
They're going to have to run the ball. And you can do that against Oregon.
And get to Warren. And get to Warren.
And Singleton, their back, is getting healthy. And Drew Aller against the Marylands of the world looks great. The question is, Drew Aller in every big game kind of S's the bed.
And it feels like they handcuff him too, maybe because he can't. I don't know.
Is this where the big boy panties finally get pulled up? And Drew Aller actually plays a big boy.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Football game. Because if it does, that now you're in a dogfight. But I know Oregon in these games. I trust Dylan Gabriel. I trust their playmakers. I can't say that about Penn State. And I think with Oregon, there is not a receiver outside of Warren, their tight end, that scares you. They're going to play man on the outside, and they're going to double cover. They're going to put a safety over the top of Warren, and they're going to dare Drew Aller and Penn State to do something against him. And we'll see how that goes. I mean, that's what Ohio State did to Oregon, and Oregon got him out of that look real, real fast. Can Penn State do the same thing? And then on the other side of the ball, Abdullah Carter is the best player that Oregon will have seen on that side of the ball. And whichever tackle that he decides to go and where they move him around, can they keep him from wrecking their pass game? And can that interior of that run game, everything Oregon does is set up on their run game. And I think this is going to be a really, really fun matchup. I just think Oregon is a deeper, and I think they're a better team and more battle-tested than Penn State. But yes, to your point, Oregon is a very, very good team. Oregon is the best team in the country. But from Boise State to Ohio State to Wisconsin, there is not a single team this year that truly looks like an elite juggernaut, Oregon included. Yep. But they're the
and that's
most
the fun of it.
And that's the fun of it. That's absolutely
because
the
Penn
fun
State,
of it.
You know, for much as you've been ragging on Penn State, dude, they win this game, they get a bye.
Yes.
And that, you know, they win this game, that changes a lot of the narrative about them.
100%.
And so, and this is, what's it, 3.5? Three and a half,
I believe.
3.5.
I mean, if you look statistically, look what the oddsmakers are saying. They're saying this is nip and tuck, man.
All I
these
know
are,
is that
these are basically the same team. I agree with you that Oregon has shown out more than Penn State this year. Obviously, they won their big game against Ohio State and Penn State did not.
Yes.
But the Penn State game against Ohio State was close. Mm-hmm. And of course, Oregon could have easily lost that Ohio State game.
Yep.
And then what would we be saying? We'd be saying this is the exact same team. So I think these teams are really close. I trust Lanning and Oregon, and I think they have a better coaching staff and a better quarterback. Outside of that, I don't know.
I'm looking, what was James Franklin, top five teams. And
yeah, he's 1-11.
He's 1-13.
I know.
He's 1-13.
I think it's 1-11.
No, I see it right here. Career record against top five ranked teams. 1-11. Two of those may have been when he was at Vanderbilt, perhaps.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. So maybe he's 1-11 at Penn State. I just don't have faith that Drew Aller and James Franklin will pull it out in a close game. But obviously, like the Wisconsin game, the Boise State, if you play that way, if you're Oregon, Penn State will beat you.
Yeah, they can.
But when Oregon brings their A game, I still believe that Oregon is the best team in the country when they bring their A game. But let's be honest, you know, as good as Oregon has been, as consistent as they've been, we have not always seen their A game.
Well, I think you got to credit the other team.
Absolutely.
And I feel like they will bring their A game here, but you know, the other team has good players and coaches too. So there it's going to be, I just think it's going to be a great game. Yeah. I really do. I don't see Oregon blowing them out. And I think it's entirely possible that Penn State wins.
Yeah.
But I do trust when push comes to shove, execution, key plays, key third downs, not turning it over, a couple of big plays, maybe even a special teams momentum shifter play, something like Oregon has shown time and time again that they have that.
And I look at this game and I think it's going to be hard for both sides to just, you know, go on 12 play drives, right? And you're going to need big plays. And I just trust Oregon's ability. And that was the difference in like with Ohio State, right? They got big plays. When you look at everything from their outside receivers to Ferguson to Jordan James' ability to break one, I just think Oregon's going to get a couple of big plays. And I just am not convinced that Drew Aller and those receivers, look at their wide receivers. I don't think they have a wide receiver that cracks Oregon's rotation.
Well, but they have Warren, though.
They got Warren.
And he's a matchup problem.
He is. Which is why I fully expect to see a linebacker with a safety over the top and say, anyone but you are going to beat us. And maybe that frees up some other guys. And maybe Aller and one of those guys on the outside decides to rear up. And if that's the case, that's where the upset can occur.
I will say this. I was listening to Lanning talk about Penn State a little bit. And, you know, and we can get more into this as the week goes on. But the offensive coordinator at Penn State is a very, very good coach. His name is Andy Kotelnicki. And the reason I know him is that he was the Kansas OC last year. Yeah. And Kansas's offense last year was absolute dynamite. It's part of the reason why they didn't even make a bowl this year is they lost him. Now, I think most people will be like, yeah, Penn State's offense ain't that great. No, statistically, it actually is.
Yeah,
they put up a lot of points and a lot of yards.
Yep.
But I think the key is, can they do that against the better teams? That remains to be seen. I just think with listening to what Lanning was saying, Lanning said that Kotelnicki has been on his radar for a long time because what he does is Lanning goes and he watches all of the biggest explosive plays of the season all around the country. Mm-hmm. And he said the one guy who kept showing up year after year was Kotelnicki.
Yeah.
He's really good because he does a lot of shifting and a lot of motions. He can confuse the defense. I saw him do it at Kansas, and it opens things up for guys like Drew Aller and Warren is it Singleton?
Who's skinny and healthy, who's their big back.
So that, you know, the scheme thing is another element of this that not everybody talks, you know, we don't talk about that. We talk about the players and the matchups, but you know, OC versus DC, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because if Penn State can just get a couple of explosives against Oregon because of him,
then it's a
that ball changes
game on.
Everything.
Ball game on.
And it was just interesting to hear Lanning talk. He's usually pretty generic about other coaches. He pointed out this dude's been on my radar. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I almost feel like he was kind of saying, I want to hire him if I lose Will Stein. And you should, because he should be at the top.
Is it possible he considered him when he did hire Will Stein?
It's possible. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, no question. So but he had been with Lance Leipold for years but Penn State ended up getting him. But anyway, I don't know. I think this is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we'll talk
it.
More about it throughout the week. But by the way, it was really butt cold at Autzen on Saturday.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, it's been butt cold.
I wasn't there.
Period. Nor was I. But
right in the butt.
It's been very cold.
But they said, oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm actually kind of excited too that that we haven't seen, like, Ohio State Oregon would be great, but the rematch. But it's kind of fun that we get another.
A different
marquee brand. And
one know. That's supposed to be a challenge for you.
Yeah, I agree.
You haven't seen yet. I'm like
excited.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Up next. Matt Eberflus is going to get his own segment. Here's Buck.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.